The study by the Washington, D.C.-based Sentencing Project found more than 150,000 inmates nationally are serving life sentences. That number's increased by 22% since 2008. In Wisconsin, the number of lifers rose by just 1% to a current total of 1,185. But the number of those serving sentences without the possibility of parole rose by more than 33% to a total of 229. The study's author, Ashley Nellis, says that's surprising considering the fact that violent crime has declined over the past decade.
It also is important, I think, because of the sort of moment that we're in with the Attorney General Holder recently announcing this recalibration of the justice system and saying that, you know, this experiment with mass incarceration has been essentially a failure.
Milwaukee Democrat Evan Goyke, who serves on the Assembly Criminal Justice Committee, is especially concerned about the report's finding that 22 of the prisoners serving life without parole committed their crimes when they were teenagers.
If you're incarcerated for a crime you committed at 17 on your 77th birthday, you know, the likelihood that you would return to that same behavior is so minimal. Why are we not evaluating these individuals to see if it's appropriate that, you know, after 60 years of confinement, they can be returned to the community?
Under a 2009 law, inmates serving life without parole do have the right to petition for parole, but so far, none have been released. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.